Now, the question, of course, that we've been discussing this morning is around the Delta variant, the Delta variant. Just the name alone is scary. But is it almost over? That's the question. Are we almost out of the Delta variant? I'm not saying not to take it seriously, of course, but are we on the other side of it? That seems to be what Dr. Scott Gottlieb was saying over the weekend when he was on the CBS morning shows, that if you look at the data from the UK, it looks like we're going in the other direction now. We are almost over the hump of the Delta variant versus a beginning. We might be on the other side of it, which is great. But bringing back mask mandates is pointless virtue signaling. As Robbie Suave says over at Reason.com, he says the Biden administration is already putting the public, already preparing us for the return of COVID-19 mitigation concerns. But the question, and some places like Los Angeles County has reintroduced its mask mandate. Other Democratic municipalities may follow, Chicago, possibly Philadelphia. The most effective COVID-19 mitigation strategy is vaccines, which are now widely available. People that don't want the vaccines at this point may not. It might not be a situation where they never get them. They may just be waiting. Some people live in rural places in America. They can't get the vaccine that easily. Some people have skepticism. Some people are waiting for it to be approved by the FDA. Some people have had COVID and don't feel like they need the vaccine right away. Some people have just had COVID and they're told they can't get it right away. So there's lots of factors that go in there besides just ridiculing people as being anti-vax, which is what this administration does. Some people have gotten all their vaccines, but not this one because they're waiting. They just want to see the data coming out, which is something people can respect. But again, the Biden administration just mocks them and puts them down. But the question, of course, of the mask mandates and what would happen there. First of all, I can tell you that I think people have had it. I think that's pretty obvious. And I don't think people want to have anything to do with it. So if you tell them they have to wear masks, I think people are going to check out. They're going to say, no, thank you. But the question is, what is the enforcement going to look like? There was a woman who was just arrested on an airplane for refusing to wear a mask. And she was dragged off the flight like she was one of the 9/11 hijackers. I mean, really, she was. It's kind of scary that this happened. But this is what happens when you put in rules, because if you put in rules like this, then they have to be enforced. And you don't enforce rules with pugs. You enforce rules with people who have big guns and batons and everything else. So this woman was on a flight and she was arrested. This is from our KYW, our sister station. She was in New Orleans, Louisiana on Friday. She refused to wear a mask. She was told, put it on or leave the plane. It was 9:30 a.m. American Airlines flight 1768 was preparing to depart for Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport in Texas. And the flight was postponed by an hour due to the mask issue. So typically, this is a regular flight out of New Orleans, which includes passengers making connections to other destinations. Now, one passenger said, he goes, I've never seen anything quite like it before. Two heavily armed police came and told the lady to get off the flight. She refused. And then they told her she had to get up. She was screaming and resisting as they hauled her up and put some kind of restraints on her hands and back and dragged her off the flight. They said you could hear the woman screaming for around 10 minutes while deputies held her on the gangway and the plane began to taxi again. He said she kept repeating that she didn't want to be treated like an animal, and other passengers were frustrated with the delay. So now it's interesting because these masks are required for commercial flights per a Joe Biden executive order, but it's actually not the law that you have to wear them. It's one of Joe Biden's executive orders. Senator Rand Paul has a bill which says that masks should not be mandatory on airplanes. It should be optional and up to the airlines. But this is what happens when you have, if you have rules in place, they have to be enforced. Everybody thinks sometimes in life, it's just guidance. It's just guidance they're giving out. Well, guidance from the government is usually a rule, and rules are enforced by people with guns who then have the ability under the law to drag you kicking and screaming off a flight and then fine you up to $35,000. That's right. There'll be a $35,000 zero tolerance policy fine, which has been enacted by the FAA earlier this year. The woman, after she was dragged off the flight, was cited for misdemeanors, including disturbing the peace, remaining in place after being forbidden to be in that place, resisting arrest, and simple assault. Now, this happened just a day after a similar scuffle at John F. Kennedy International Airport, New York. It's another American Airlines flight bound for Miami. In that case, a man refusing to wear a mask caused a 2-hour standoff on the plane. According to the FAA, 75% of passenger complaints this year have been related to masks, and non-compliant passengers have paid more than $700,000 in penalties. American Airlines alone has reported more than $3,200 in mask-related incidents so far this year alone. brutal. So I don't know what to tell you. I just, you know, this is what happens. You put mandates in place. There's always going to be people that don't want to follow along with it. And the answer to that is not hugs, candy, and kisses. The answer to that is more law enforcement. And that's what happens. And then if things go horribly wrong, as sometimes things do when you're dealing with adults who are in shackles and chains and plastic restraints, who don't like the fact that they're being dragged off a flight, well, you know, then the cops get blamed because they're the ones doing the enforcement. But this is something to keep in mind. As cities are weighing new mask mandates, some of those people that enforce those rules are saying, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Like the sheriff in Los Angeles County, who when LA instituted their mask mandate again, he said, yeah, I'm not going to enforce that. We're not going to enforce that. We're not going to do that. That's silly. So people can do it if they want to, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to opt out of that. So we'll see. 855-839-1210. This is part of the reason why a lot of Americans don't want to fly, but Americans are flying in lots of numbers and they're traveling again. And they're going on vacation, which is great. Americans are actually going on vacation. Are you one of them? Are you going on vacation? Are you literally now turning off your Zoom and getting away? That is the question. Now, if you want to travel internationally, however, you may find that's a little more difficult because Americans can't travel because State Department employees won't work. There's a massive passport processing delay. Now, this bums me out because right before COVID, we were filling out the paperwork to get the kids passports, just to get them passports. We weren't planning on going anywhere, but I put it on the back burner like I often do with things. I'll get to it later. I never got to it. Now what we're dealing with is we're dealing with government people that are working, but they're not really working, and they have this massive backlog, 16 months of delays since COVID, and this could go on for a while. There you have a lot of people right now who are still not showing up to work to do the job. And you can't make passports at home. So people have to actually go to a physical office to do it. And the employees who are responsible for doing it are not actually doing it. Now, normally a passport issuance or renewal can take 4 to 6 weeks. In this day and age in which we're living, because COVID right now, that's taking 4 to 6 months. Months. So one senator, Senator Lankford, he wants to do something. He says, this is entirely unacceptable. If these people are not fulfilling their jobs, if they're not doing their jobs, we got to do something about it. We got to get there and make sure this happens. However, the problem is the Biden administration is not actually making federal employees come back to the office. Your employer may be making you come back to the office. I don't know. But Biden is not. In fact, he just fired the head of the Social Security Administration. He fired him because he was making people come back to the office. And Biden fired him over this. This didn't make a lot of news, but it should have. The guy said, I want everybody back. And Biden said, we're not going to make people come back. And the guy got he got canned. So there you go. We'll see that. 855-839-1210 is the number. Dawn, are you planning any trips that involve airplanes?
Yes, because we have to fly to Houston because my youngest son, David.
Oh, Olympics.
Junior Olympics.
So that's right.
Very excited.
Are they still going forward with the Junior Olympics?
They are, and if you remember me, Todd, he qualified last year as well for shot put and discus. We did not go because my husband was freaked out, but they actually originally had it scheduled for North Carolina. It got canceled, and then they Florida, near Jacksonville, Florida, they said, we'll do it. So it was actually in Florida last year.
Oh, really?
So, but we ended up not going. A lot of people ended up not going, but I wish we would have.
Yeah.
But this year we're going.
You're going.
Yep, we're going.
Good.
I mean, this year we're all fully vaccinated with Pfizer, and everybody's fine. Everybody's good, and so we'll still be careful. We'll obviously wear masks on the plane. To be honest, I will probably moving forward wear a mask on a plane, not because of COVID, but because of flu bugs and colds and every other thing.
Oh, so you're going to be a consistent masker.
Only in packed environments and only when somebody's like hacking and sneezing and they say, oh, I have allergies, but you know they have a bad cold. Because Zeoli, you were the one that actually first explained it fully about the droplet thing.
Yeah.
That the cold and the flu stuff, those are the droplets that a mask does a great job of blocking. As opposed to the little tiny aerosol things that a mask, you know, might not block for things like COVID. But
the aerosolized,
great.
Yep. That's the difference.
So you went into that, and I was like, oh, he's right. You know, nobody's gotten colds or flus, so I would probably be more likely to wear it because because of the other stuff.
Everybody in my house has a cold right now. My kids have bad colds.
Yeah, because our immune systems have been sleeping.
Yeah, Reagan's sneezing her head off, and Claire was sneezing her head off. And yeah, everybody says these summer colds that are going around now are brutal because, yeah, people have not been exposed to anything. So the kids are in shock. Like, what is this, Daddy? Yes. I'm sick again, you know? But it's not, I don't think it's COVID. It's just a cold. People just have colds right now. They're going around. But no, so you'll wear a mask on a plane. What about all the filtration system that you were bragging about?
Yeah, so I think I still think if they are changing the filters, because that's critical, but if they are doing I think they're probably doing a very good job of making sure the filters are changed and all that stuff. But I still think if you're on a plane and you're in close proximity to somebody who's sneezing and coughing and germy, you're probably going to catch their cold.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, no, that's true. You might catch it, but of course you got to worry about the eyes. Then you got to do the goggles.
Well, yeah, you can wear wear glasses just
because
wear
you know you can get it through the eyes.
Oh,
somebody sneezes and get a cold gum through the eye. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
So you're gonna have to sit on the plane. I think you should just wear a full hazmat suit. Why don't we make them, you know, make them sexy? Like, let's bring back the hazmat suits and get a fashion designer in on this.
See,
and
like
make them
that.
Sexy looking. You know.
Yeah. Totally.
So you could have some shimmer on them.
Yeah.
You know?
Like
the old level 5 CDC biohazard suits with that yellow. Nah, you need something flashier than that.
You need like Kim Kardashian to design, because she's got that skim line. So something Kardashian.
That's what you need.
It's like sexy and sleek.
Yeah, sexy and sleek, and a little bling to it.
Yeah.
And then you could, you come on the plane like, ooh, look at her.
Ooh.
That level 4 CDC biohazard suit is friggin' sexy. Look, you could almost see. Maybe they could make it opaque so you could see the body through the suit. Because right now, again, it's that yellow. You know what I mean? But if you make it transparent.
Like translucent material.
Translucent. And then people, look at you. You know what I mean?
Too sexy for my mask.
too sexy for my
goggles.
Just do the whole package right there. That's what I'm saying.